This is The Record with Ross Reynolds and Nancy Pearl. I'm Steve Scher. Nancy Pearl, our librarian without portfolio, has shared some of her top picks in fiction and nonfiction for 2013. Americana and The Woman Who Lost Her Soul were standout fiction books for you. That's right, yeah?
Yeah.
You like that book?
Yeah,
those
totally.
Books. And in nonfiction, 5 Days at Memorial and Lawrence in Arabia, you said were excellent
books. Those are my
books.
Two favorites.
We didn't make you pick the best book because you said, you know, that's kind of a weird thing to judge, right?
Totally. Because it's just your opinion. I mean, one person's opinion. And I mean, I love these
Not
books.
Not that people aren't making a whole career out of it.
Absolutely. But we can step back from that and say we're above the fray.
But those are books that you liked. Those are in fiction and nonfiction. But then you brought in a couple of books just maybe that we shouldn't overlook for this year and moving into next year.
Yes. No, these are two books that I think are great to begin reading on January 1st and then just follow them through the year. And when I tell you what they are, you'll understand exactly why that should be so. So the first one is called Constellation of Genius, 1922, Modernism Year One, by a guy named Kevin Jackson. And what Kevin Jackson has done is look at the year 1922 almost day by day to talk about what happened on each particular day. Everything from, well, 1922 was the year that Ulysses, the beginning of the year Ulysses was published. At the end of the year, T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland was published. Ernest Hemingway moved to Paris with his wife Hadley, and they basically lived on Hadley's alimony from her previous marriage. And so it's just so much fun to just go through and day by day and see what happened on that particular day.
I did not know that 1922 had so much import for the world.
Well, I think those two big publishing events were very important. But also in art, it was really the beginning of surrealism. André Breton. Breton. Breton.
We will pass your French.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I believe I you know, comped out of it in college, so I didn't have to take it. You know, surrealism began. The ballet really, flappers, the whole notion of flappers was introduced at that time. So that's a terrific book.
So start that on January 1st, relive 1922. And then the other book?
The other book is Tom Nisley's A Reader's Book of Days, which is just great fun for any reader, anyone who really loves books and loves little details. And I think what's fun, you know, the way I use this book first is I, of course, opened it up to my birthday to see what else happened on my birthday. And in fact, I share my birthday with Haruki Murakami and
wow.
David Mitchell, who wrote Cloud Atlas. I mean, am I lucky or what?
That's cool.
It's so exciting. But this has everything. This has, you know, facts about the authors. It has when particular books were published. It even has important fictional days, like the day that Carrie, the day of the prom is, you know, that day is in here. The day Harry Potter was born, that kind of thing, is all in here. So these are just wonderful. You know, I don't even think they're necessarily, I mean, of course, by definition, they're I would say, browsing books. But they really are the kind of thing where you don't want to stop just at one particular section. You just want to go on and see what other great little things each one of them have dreamed up. And Kevin Jackson's book I especially liked because of all the wonderful footnotes. So he'll give a little summary in that day, and then he'll go down and explain it in a much greater length in the footnotes.
Constellation of Genius, 1922, Modernism Year One, The Reader's Book of Days, which also written by 8-time Jeopardy champion, Seattle's own Tom Nisley.
Nancy, you as a book lover, you got to do something that not many people get to do. You got to bring back some books that had gone out of print and were really hard to find this year. And I wanted to follow up with that. I know you were doing that. And tell us a little bit of how that project worked out. Did these books that you revived find a new audience?
Yeah, these are the Booklust rediscoveries. And you know, everybody's really pleased with them. it's just so exciting to hear from people who hadn't ever heard of this book and then picked it up and read it and loved it and have been passing it on, recommending it to their friends. But my favorite story is about the one Western in the series of 13 books is a book called The Cowboy and the Cossack, which is set in the 1880s, but really is a Cold War parable. It was written during the Cold War by a screenwriter and novelist and memoirist named Claire Huffaker. And Claire Huffaker has died, but his daughter his daughter is the person that we dealt with to get the rights to reprint the book. And on my website, which I don't pay very much attention to, sad to say, but I have to approve comments. And one of the comments was about The Cowboy and the Cossack. And it was a note to Claire Huffaker's daughter. And it said, "Hi, Samantha. I don't know if you remember me. I'm Slim Pickens' daughter." And Slim Pickens, and she said, oh, she remembered so well going over to the Huffaker's house and spending time there and how great everything was. And I thought, isn't that fabulous to bring these two people back together? So there's a book coming out the end of this month, which is so wonderful, called Plum and Jaggers. Just a fabulous book, way ahead of its time. It was written in 2000,
published in 2000. And it had been out of print
out of print. And then another wonderful book set in Montana. But the last book, which my fingers are still crossed is really, really going to happen, is by David Quammen. And it's a great spy novel that nobody, very few people have read.
What's it called?
The Soul of Victor Tronco, based on a real life experience in the CIA.
Was that his first book?
I think second.
Yeah, second book.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Nancy Pearl, thanks for coming in again.
You're welcome.